Hey, it's Dino on the line with Emma from Sick Puppies. Happy holidays.
Hello, how's it going? Yeah, happy holidays to you too.
Gotta love these warm temperatures. I'm not really sure if this is Christmas weather, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, I don't know what's happening to the world, because it's supposed to be like pretty cold by now, right? I mean, I know it's hot in Australia too, so it's like, usually it's the opposite. I'm from Australia, and usually it's the opposite. It'll be like summer in holiday time over here, mm-hmm. and it's winter over here. So I don't know, something's going on.
Well, yeah, they don't call it global warming. It's climate change.
Right, that's right. It's changed to that now.
It's changed to hot all the time.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Emma, you guys are celebrating the 10th year of your first album, Dressed Up Life, and your appearance at the Bad Santa Bash here on Friday, December 8th at Club Congress will be one of the shows that coincides with that. You guys must be excited.
Yeah, it's time flies, you know. Before you know it, you know, you're doing a 10-year anniversary of the first album up. It's pretty awesome, and I'm glad we're actually able to do it, because we kind of finished a tour a month ago, and now we're doing like 3 special shows, and this is one of them. And we're just excited just to like throw it back a little bit, play some older songs, and yeah, basically pay tribute to it.
Well, yeah. Now, your last album, Fury, came out in 2016, and you've kind of been with this particular lineup for a couple years now. Now going back to play some of those other songs or those older songs with the new lineup, is it the same for you, or does it breathe new life into the tunes playing them with Mark and Brian?
I think more the latter, because you know, like, it's like if you do anything for a decade, you got to kind of change it up a little bit and, you know, put a little bit more spice into it. And I think it's gonna be cool, because we haven't really dug into that catalog with Brian. We'd do a few songs from that album in the last few tours, but this time we're really sort of digging into some older songs that we haven't actually gone through before. So I think it's kind of exciting. Like, it's been a long time, and there's some stuff that I've forgotten as well, you know what I mean? And so it's kind of nice to refresh and do it again.
Right, yeah. I mean, you got to go relearn those bass parts, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There's only 4 strings. How hard could it be, right?
I know, exactly.
So your latest song, Black and Blue, tell me a little bit about that. And were you involved in the writing process on that one?
Yes, we were. I don't know. That was actually one of the second songs we wrote for the album, Fury. We our producer, Mark Holman, we sort of gathered together, and we just sort of like, you know, banged out a few tunes, and this one was like one of the early ones. We were like, we just want to do something aggressive, something fast paced, and I don't know, we just sort of like came out with that riff, and then it just went from there. And we just wanted to sort of keep it aggressive, I guess, because I know the last album we did, everyone was a little, I think they were just a little disappointed, because it wasn't very aggressive and heavy, and people kind of like, you know, they want a little bit of melody, but also want the aggressive side of the band. And we sort of concentrated on that this time around, and this song is kind of like the embodiment of that, I guess.
Cool. And is it tough being a woman in a aggressive, male-dominated field like rock and roll?
Yes and no. Like, I think these days it's becoming a lot more prevalent, you know. Like, mm-hmm. I see a lot of girls in rock. But it's true, though. It is a very, I guess, male-centric genre, because mm-hmm. it's heavy, it's aggressive, it's very primal, that kind of thing. You know, girls can do it too, and it's nice to see, you know, toured with bands with girls, and it's great for me, because I get to, you know, it's mostly guys, so I get to sort of be on tour with girls. It's always really nice and a breath of fresh air. I think the hardest part about it is just not being around a lot of just females to be able to sort of converse with and have girl time with, actually.
You can only talk so much sports and video games, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So now that we're getting ready for the holidays, what is your favorite thing about Christmas time?
Ooh, you know, I was going to say the cold weather, cause, like I said, but that's not happening this year. Like I'm from Australia, and it's always been summertime. So it's like, we're talking like beaches and shrimp and like just like really summery stuff. And so I'd always see on movies, and I'd hear about these white Christmases, and I'm like, God, I really want to experience that, you know? So Living in the States, it's been cool to have that, finally kind of have that. But this year, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, not when you get to Tucson, at least.
No, or L.A. either.
That's right. Well, hey, Emma, I appreciate the time. We look forward to seeing you coming up here on Friday, December 8th at Club Congress for the Bad Santa Bash. Have you been naughty this year?
I don't think so, but who knows?
Well, Bad Santa's going to be there, so he's giving out spankings.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, really work on that naughty stuff before you get here.
All right. I'll rack some up.
Thanks, Emma.
All right. Thank you.